I'd like to say, if you're here today and you're lost, that if you'll come to Jesus, I mean, if you'll really come to the Lord Jesus Christ, truly seeking Him with all your heart, you won't be denied. The Lord doesn't turn anybody away that comes to Him in true repentance and faith. He doesn't turn anybody away. Aren't you glad for that? I'm thankful when I came to the Lord that He didn't turn me away. I'm thankful He didn't say, no, I don't want you. I'm thankful that He died for all of us and that He's willing to save all of us. And lost friend, the Lord wants to save you today. He wants to save you. It's His desire. He would have all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so I want you to think with me today about what the Lord did for you. I want to share some scripture from the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 4, beginning my reading with verse 1. If you have your Bibles and want to read with me, please turn there to Acts chapter 4, and we'll begin reading together with the first verse and read through verse 12. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead, and they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that's reading, as I said, from Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 12 for a scripture reading today. And I want to bring before you a message today. I want to use the title, Only One Way. I want you to think with me today about the salvation of your soul. You know, today, if you're here and you're lost, I want to say I came here today with a burden on my heart to see you get things worked out with the Lord. You need to be saved. You need salvation. And as I've said many times, and I'm sure many others have, if you're lost today, then you need to be saved today. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And there's only one way that that's going to happen. Now, if we think about the 6,000, approximately 6,000 years of the time that man has existed on the earth, there have been a lot of different lifestyles that people have lived. There have been a lot of different cultures, and there are many different cultures that people live in today. Many of you, those who are among us that are older people, many of you in your own lifetime have seen a lot different style of living than what we are accustomed to today. Things have changed drastically just over recent years. And there have been a lot of different, through the years, a lot of different nationalities, people living in many different nations. And we have been diverse. We have been different from each other in many, many ways. But you know, there are some things that are common to all people. God talks to us in His Word about things that are common for everybody. Solomon spoke about the difference in people. He spoke about rich people and poor people and different types of people. And he said there is one event that happens to them all. No matter how diverse and how unique and how we vary in things, there are things that we all have in common. You know what one of them is? That is that we all have an appointment with death. There's nobody that can buy their way out of it. There's nobody that's excluded from it because they're too poor. There's nobody that can find their way out of it by their own power. Solomon said there is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. So you and I, we have that in common with each other. No matter how that we may live or where we may live, we have that one thing in common, that we are all facing the end of our earthly lives. Something else that the world has in common is that God only made one way for you to be saved. Only one way. For people of all times, from Adam down to the present day, and if the Lord should allow time to go on, for all those who will yet be born into the world, until that day when he says that time shall be no more, there will only be one way for people to come to God and be saved. Now, I want to tell you something today. A lot of people don't believe that. There's a lot of people in the world that don't believe that, but I want to tell you something else. You'll never shake me on that. Because God's way, for two reasons, because God's word is too clear about it, and I experienced what it is to really be saved. And because of those two things, you'll never shake me on that, that there is one way for you to be saved, and the same way for me to be saved as it is for you, because God only made one plan of salvation. There are people, and I want to warn you about this, there are people that will tell you that there was one type of salvation in the days of the Old Testament, that there was another type of salvation in the time that Jesus was on the earth and before he went to the cross, and that there was another way of salvation that came into effect after that Jesus had left the world. But friends, listen, that's not true. And you won't find those things supported in God's holy word. There are too many passages of Scripture that plainly tell us that there is one way of salvation, and I am convinced from God's word that the father of faith, as he is often known, Abraham, when Abraham got saved, he got it the same way that I got it and the same way that you got it. When David got saved, King David, the man that we read about that became King David, the little boy that slew the giant, the little boy that played the harp, the little boy that was out there in the field watching his father's flock at night, when he got saved, long, many, many years ago, he got saved the same way that I got saved and the same way that you got saved. In fact, we know in the 116th Psalm that David talks about his experience with God, about how that the sorrows of death compassed him, the pains of hell got hold upon him, and he found trouble and sorrow. And he said, then called I upon the name of the Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. You know what I was doing one night in 1973, late at night? I was down on my knees calling upon God to deliver my soul. The same way that I read that David was long ago. One way to be saved. Brother Wheat spoke this morning about there are many people in the world today that they would be willing to talk with you about God, but not about Jesus. And there have been those that have held to that belief that yes, there is a supreme being, there is a true and a living God, but they would not embrace Jesus as his son, or Jesus as the Messiah, or Jesus as our Savior. And I'll say this today, clearly from the Word of God, that if they never embraced the Lord Jesus Christ in that way, then they never found salvation. They never got it. The Apostle Paul, one time he was in Athens, and he was waiting there for Silas and for Timothy to come to him. And while he was waiting, he began to look around there in the city of Athens, and he saw that they were worshiping everything in the world. They had built a false god for this and a false god for that. And they had all of these idols, and it really moved Paul. It really stirred him in his heart when he saw this. And he had the opportunity to preach to those men and to preach to them about the true and the living God. And it was shortly after that Paul had been there at Athens and preached that sermon that he went to Corinth. And when he was among them at Corinth, later on when he wrote to them about the things he had preached there at Corinth, after seeing all the things that he had saw there in Athens, you know what he wrote to the Corinthians? He said, "When I was among you, I was determined to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was determined to preach nothing more to you than Jesus Christ the Lord as the way of salvation." Why? Why wouldn't Paul pick one of those other ways? Why wouldn't he not have preached to them about some of those other gods that he saw there in Athens when he viewed all of the idolatry that was going on there? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Paul too had experienced salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, friends, when you got it, you know it. When you've experienced it, you know it. When the Lord Jesus Christ touches your heart and saves you from your sins, you know it. He seals you with the Holy Spirit of promise. He witnesses to your own spirit that you have been saved. How many can say amen to that this morning? I sure can. I know when the Lord saved me. I know when He touched me. I know it sure did feel good when the Lord spoke peace to my soul. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I've been preaching for going on 28 years. Many have preached a lot longer than me. But you know, in the 28 years since April of 1981, when I preached my first sermon, that all through those years, I've never had any desire to preach to anybody any other way of salvation than through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way. But you know, there are also many in the world today that will tell you, yes, we believe that salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we embrace that teaching. We believe that. But they don't come to Him according to the terms of the gospel, according to the things that the Lord has required. I'll tell you what, lost friend, listen. The Lord has required these things of you. And if you fail to do them, I want to be honest with you and plain with you today about what happens to those that do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God has not only given us this one plan of salvation, but He has also instructed us in that there is only one way to really come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's through repentance of your sins and faith, unfeigned faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm not concerned enough today about you being a member of this church to deceive you about what it takes to get to heaven. I'm not concerned enough about that. I'm not concerned enough about us growing in numbers and the congregation getting bigger to deceive your soul and perhaps be responsible for causing you to miss heaven when this life is over. So I'm going to tell you this today, that if the God's way of salvation is through repentance of sin, and you have to have God's help in order to do that. God has to help you. Repentance is a grace. Faith is a grace. We must have the help of God through the Holy Spirit to be able to repent to God's satisfaction and to trust Him to His satisfaction. God has got to help us to do those things. So I won't call upon you today to come up here and to stand by me and to repeat a prayer that I tell you to pray. I'm not going to ask you to do anything that foolish. I'm not going to tell you today that if you will simply make a mental decision in your mind to say, I'm going to take Jesus as my Savior, I'm not going to ask that of you today. But I'm going to tell you exactly what the Scriptures say, that if you want to be saved, you're going to have to repent toward God, and you're going to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't come to Jesus, you're not going to get it any other way. In the fourth chapter of Acts, where we read, the Apostle Peter made that clear to those people there. He said, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And it's clear to us that in those passages that I read before you this morning, that he was making reference to Jesus Christ when he said that there's no other name other than the name of Jesus Christ under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ himself, if we look in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus Christ himself, you'll find recorded in verse 6 that he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Friend, you can't get there any other way. You need to get back into favor with God. From the very time that Adam transgressed God's law and became separated from God, his greatest need was to get back into favor with God. That's your greatest need today, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Listen, if you're here today and you're lost and without God, listen, you're not the only one. All of us that have been saved, we were once in that boat. We were once lost and without God. And those that, as we live and as we grow, there comes a time when God calls us to account for our sins, and we become lost before him because man chose the path of sin rather than obeying God. And it is your greatest need today. I hope that you'll be convinced of that, that it is your greatest need today to be saved by God's grace. Because Jesus said, no man can come to the Father but by me. Pretty plain, isn't it? Doesn't really require any private interpretation, does it? We know what Jesus was saying there. It's easy for us to understand that the only way to get to God, the only way to get into favor with God, you know, the only way, friends, that you and I can touch the Lord, the Father, with our prayers today is through the Son. The only way that God will even hear us is through that one mediator that's between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. Listen, there is no mortal man that can intercede for you. I know there have been people for years that have believed there is, but there is no mortal man that you can confess your sins to that can convey them to God. The Bible tells me there is one God and there is one mediator between men and God, and that is the man Christ Jesus. And the only way that God the Father in heaven will hear us at all is through the intercession of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't get to God any other way. He took 2 pieces of wood and 3 nails and built a bridge whereby man can have access to God through Jesus. That's the only way. He died on the cross for us. For us. Not for his sins, for our sins. He gave his life on the cross of Calvary for our sins so that we could be saved. He rose from the dead for our justification. He was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again for our justification so that we could be declared righteous in the eyes of God. Jesus Christ did all these things, and God will not grant you access to his throne unless you come through the Lord Jesus Christ. He won't do it. There's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved other than through the name of Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, so said the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to these verses in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. I'll never forget the day that I came to myself there in the pastures of God. I'll never forget the time that I came looking to him for salvation. And when God was satisfied with my repentance and faith, he saved me. And I went in and out, and I found pasture. I found rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. And my soul has been resting in him ever since that day. And the longer that I know him, and the more that I read about him, the more anxious I become to see him. I'm going to get to see the Lord one of these days. But friends, listen today. If you don't come to the Lord, if you don't come to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll never get to him. You'll never be saved because there is no other salvation other than in him. And if you fail to do that, there is a great eternal price to be paid. And Jesus said very plainly, he said, if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And you know what? That's just as certain as it is that those that come to him will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. It is just as certain that for those who do not, that you will die in your sins. If you don't find salvation while you have the opportunity in this life, church, pray for the lost today. Would you pray that God's power would be with us and that God would empower the message, because there are those among us today that are lost and without the Lord. And listen, lost friend, if you don't come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ and find salvation through Him, you're going to die and you're going to leave this world and you're going to split hell wide open for all of eternity, and you're going to find yourself in a place of eternal fire and torment, and there will be no escape for you whatsoever. I'll tell you what, today you better take it as serious as it really is, because the eternal welfare of your immortal everlasting soul hinges upon what you do with the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what you do in the eyes of men. It matters and it depends upon what you do with the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the question that was asked when the Lord was going through the mock trial, and they sent him to this person and they sent him to that person, and they sent him to Caiaphas the high priest, and then he sent him back. Who was it? I believe Pilate, that asked the question, well, then what then shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? Friend, what are you going to do with him today? What are you going to do with Jesus, which is called Christ? How are you going to respond when he knocks on your heart's door? Because how you deal with the Lord is going to determine where you're going to spend the ages of eternity. There is no other way for you to be saved except through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been that way through all time, and it's still that way today, and it will be that way until this world has come to a close. If you have not had a personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, listen, I don't need anybody else. I don't need anybody else to tell you that I've been saved. I can tell you myself. You need to be able to tell it yourself. You need to have your own experience of salvation with the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to come to Him and seek Him, repenting of your sins and trusting Him with all your heart, because there's no other way to get to God and to gain favor with Him except through His Son. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How about it? Will you come to Him? Will you seek Him? Will you trust Him? Will you be saved? Or will you push Him off somewhere else, like so many have done throughout the years of time? Let's stand and sing.